Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is March the 2nd, 2014. Are you ready for March? Hey, what happened to sorry, 2015? What happened to January? What happened to February? Well, you know what? They went bye-bye because it is now March. It is now. Get ready to get your green on because St. Patrick's Day is coming in. So yesterday morning, I saw a beautiful rainbow up in the sky, and I said, you know what? Is the leprechaun standing up there? Is he carrying a pot of gold? I said, Mr. or Mrs. Leprechaun, if you have a pot of gold, hurry up and get your butt over to my house. Hello? All right. Anyway, I'm in a silly mood today. Thank you. I've been gone for, 2 weeks? Had a nice, mellow, relaxed vacation. And that was sweet. And what did I do? Nothing. But I relaxed, and that's what made it so sweet. Anyway, I got a lot of emails saying, hey, where are you? What's going on? Where have you been? Well, you know what? Just took some time off, but I'm back in the saddle, and I am ready to rock and roll. So, anyway, past information, how did you like the Academy Awards last week? I thought everybody looked so fabulous. So I hope everybody enjoyed watching it. No, I did not go, but like the rest of the universe, I've been watching on TV. So fast forward up until now, did you catch a movie this past weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one out this week, Focus, starring my man Will Smith. And what can I say? Focus 2015. It's about, I don't know how to say it. Anyway, it made just a little bit over $19 million this weekend. Remember, these are all just estimations, so work with me if I'm wrong, and forgive me if I'm wrong, and flow with me if I'm right. All right, so Focus 2015, starring Will Smith, raking a little over $19 million. First week out, not bad. Number two, Kingsman, The Secret Service. That will start, you know, it has a really good commercial. And one of the stars of this movie is Samuel L. Jackson. You know, anytime you have Samuel L. Jackson in something, you never know what you're going to get, but it's always going to be good. Anyway, Kingsman, The Secret Service, that one made just about $12 million. Not bad for Sam himself. Number three, what can I say? This is the most brilliant one of all. The SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. You know, that little sponge, I don't care what you think, he's hilarious. Anyway, SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, made a little bit over $11 million. Not bad at all, and I'm sure the kids love it. Three this week, three last week. Number four, interesting now. Number four, 50 Shades of Grey. Last week it came in, bam, it was number one. But this week, number four, made just about $11 million. You know, I'm going to have no comment on 50 Shades of Grey. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. If it's too much, you know, whatever, then it's too much whatever. I don't know. Read the book, watch the movie, do whatever, avoid it, whatever you want to do. I have no comment on that one. So 50 Shades of Grey made just about $11 million. Good acting, though. Anyway, number five, The Lazarus Effect. Okay, this is first week out. I mean, not the first week out. First week in the top 10, The Lazarus Effect starred Olivia Wilde. That one made a little bit over $10 million. Not bad at all. Number six, McFarland, USA. Okay, now it's six this week. Last week it was number four, and that is the Kevin Costner movie, made just about $8 million. Actually, very good movie there. Number seven, American Sniper. Of course, that stars Bradley Cooper, directed by the hunk himself, Clint Eastwood. You know what? American Sniper made almost $8 million also, but it's directed by Clint Eastwood. You know, regardless if you like the man's politics, he knows how to make some movies. Okay. All right, moving on there. Number eight, The Dust. Interesting. Don't know anything about it. Made a little bit over $70 million, Looks like a teen film. I don't know. Nobody sent me any emails about it. I didn't go see it, and you know what? I was too lazy to look it up. So, the duck, let me know what you think. Number nine, Still Alive. Honey, that's good news for everybody who's right here in the moment. Still Alive, starring one of the stars, Julianne Moore, is in that. She's a brilliant actress, stars Alec Baldwin in that one, made just about $3 million. It was $9 this week, and it was $11 next week. I predict Still Alive will get to number one. That's just my prediction. I could be wrong. Hey, what can I say? And number 10, if you're ready for a lot of laughs, Hot Tub Time Machine, Hot Tub Time Machine 2. One of the stars of the movie is Craig Robinson, and that one made just about $2.5 million there. So another brilliant movie there. So I hope you enjoyed the movie. Hope you got your popcorn together and just sat back and relaxed. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip, and this is very, very sad. If you are a big fan of the group Brownstone, remember the group, I think they were back in the early 90s. They were very, very good, had a string of hits. I don't know if they had a string of hits, but they had a couple of hits, and they were excellent. African-American female group, and they could harmonize, they could sing. Anyway, very, very tragic. And this one, Charmaine Maxwell, one of the singers of Brownstone, died. It was allegedly, it looks like she slipped and fell somehow. And anyway, she got a cut in her throat and bled to death. When her husband came home and saw, he did the 911 and called, and she just didn't make it, too much loss of blood. And such a talented, beautiful singer. And what a tragic, tragic, you know, into her life with such a beautiful, talented girl. I remember Brownstone, they had one of the songs called If You Love Me. It's a pretty big hit, and they were so, so good there. And then also, we have to talk about Spock. Leonard Nimoy passed away, and if you don't know who he is, well, then obviously you're not a Trekkie fan, you're not a Star Trek fan. I mean, he was just a heck of a brilliant actor. He was really good. I personally never got to meet Spock. I did work on Star Trek many times as an extra and all of that, and I met a lot of people, LeVar Burton, a couple other people on the show. But anyway, I never got to meet Leonard Nimoy. God rest his soul. Just one of the, it just really made you want to learn about science and explore space, and he made science cool. I mean, science to me has always been cool, but for a lot of people, he just made science cool. I remember his Vulcan wave where he put the fingers and made a V. You know, I've been trying to do that all morning. Anyway, I can't do that, but if you can do that, more power to you. Hold up, you know, the Vulcan sign, give a prayer or a positive thought, whatever it is, your belief, you know, to his family, to his soul, to his spirit, to his legacy, whatever you want to do. Here's something nice, though. Put it out there in the universe. Has passed away. So, so sad. Did you know that he was 6 feet tall? And what can I say? Did you know that he directed Three Men and a Baby? I did not know that he was the director of that years and years ago. And as far as an actor, he had so many credits. He wrote two books. But as far as an actor, he was in the Fringe TV series, and that was, you know, up until 2002. I thought that was incredible. He played on the Big Bang Theory. I thought that was very incredible. And he played as Mr. Spock. Let's see. I mean, he was just in so many things. He did, let's see, what else did he do? Atlantis, The Lost Empire. He did that. That was the video game. He did the Becker TV series back in 2001. Of course, he did Star Trek Evolution, which is a video short, 2000, Star Trek. He did that in, 2009, Land of the Lost, 2009, Star Trek Evolution video short was in 2009, not 2010. Invasion America TV series back in 98. Star Trek The Next Generation TV series, he was back there in 1991. Of course, I love The Simpsons. You had to see him on The Simpsons. He was on there from 93 to 97, and just a beautiful old man. So the whole show was dedicated to Mr. Leonard Nimoy. Wherever your soul is, peace and love. As a fellow actor, I love your work. Condolences go to his family and friends. And what can I say? Everybody make it a great day or not. The choice is always up to you. Stay strong, stay happy, stay positive. You know what? Hold the door open for somebody. I had somebody do that almost. Hold the door open for somebody. Tell somebody they look good. What can I say? Tell the little kid. You know the little kid might not be able to shoot that basketball in that hoop, but tell them, you know what? You are the next Michael Jordan. Okay, put up, people. Be positive. Try to control the tempers and slow down on the road. And remember, in the words of Leonard Nimoy, a.k.a. Mr. Spock himself, live long and prosper. That's all I got to say. Much peace, much love. And remember, my friends and followers, live long and prosper. See you next Monday morning. Bye-bye.